South Africa's poor legislative and other measures to combat money laundering and the financing of terrorists could see the country facing serious sanctions. The Financial Intelligence Center has warned that the country has been found wanting on a number of very strict measures. It needs to meet the standards set by the Financial Action Task Force, the Global Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Watchdog. Phineas Moloto of the FIC says if the country is eventually found to be unable to comply, it could lead to serious consequences.
The results are devastating to the economies of those jurisdictions that are in there. I mean, in some jurisdictions, they lost about 40% of their GDP, of course, depending on the makeup of the economy. In some jurisdictions, their financial could not trade at all. In some, in fact, most of them with directly, their government entities, like your Eskom in our case, Dinel and so on, they could not transact. Even the embassies, they could not transact as they would normally want to.
The number of pupils who were killed when their money